Around 4 o'clock this morning, the cops come in here, pepper sprayed women, young children, threw old men down on the ground, 4 or 5 cops at a time, jumped on their back and kneed them. 15-year-old kid, they tasered him 4 times and they still couldn't knock him over. The kid pulled the tasers out and threw him down. I'm a member of the Mohawk Warrior Society. I lent my support at the start of this occupation to make sure that none of the construction or the townspeople come to intimidate or be aggressive to our women who were sitting in. And after that was over, my job's done, no one's in harm. As of 4 o'clock this morning, when the police, the OPP, made their act of aggression, then they call me in. As a Mohawk warrior, my job is to protect the women and children and the elderly, the people who can't protect themselves. And the reason that I'm protecting these people is because they're standing up for their rights. We're standing up because this is our land and they're just trying to take it. I'm still not sure on the numbers. I understand it was a lot of police come in this morning, but quickly they were surrounded and pushed back. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, the talking part's over. They started the aggression. Let them come back in and see what's waiting for them now. We do exactly what they say and follow their dictatorship, or else they send in brute force and weaponry to put us in line. They're on borrowed land, now they're on borrowed time.
There's probably a lot of Dudley Georges here in the way.
The cops shot Dudley George as a way of intimidation. Because of what had just progressed at Ganesadage, they wanted to say, okay, well, the Quebec police can't handle themselves. Let's show these Indians what the Ontario police can do. And they shot him, an unarmed man. Mm-hmm. They're going to come in here to the largest reservation in Ontario with that stigma behind them. Yeah, we shoot Indians. Huh? Well, guess what? Indians know how to shoot back. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but if it does...
We're prepared.
Yeah.
And what do you think's gonna happen here in the next coming days or weeks? Do you think they're gonna come back in?
I think by Monday there's gonna be probably close to 5,000-10,000 riled up natives here to protect the largest reservation in Canada, our homeland. We gotta look out for the 7 generations coming. You know, we're talking our great 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 grandchildren. When they come here, they wanna still have the same rights and freedoms that we have, even though it's painted a different color, and it's like we're living under a dictatorship, but we have our own way of life here, and now they're starting to intrude on it, and it's time for us to stand up and show them that, you know, we're not a bunch of pushovers, we're peaceful people as a whole. But when you come in and start pepper spraying our children and our mothers and our aunts and beating up on old men, you're gonna see people like me come out of the woodwork. And we'll be looking for use.